What is going on? Fatherhood for the rest of us crew. Etal. Like a little geisha girl, wrap myself up. Anyways, good morning guys. BJJ report this morning. You know what it has to do with? Effort, being effortless, right? A little less effort, a little more just kind of letting things develop. What's funny is, you know, I got my last roll in this morning with Coach Sammy Seth down here at Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And our first roll, you know, I was putting so much effort in to something I just, you know, I was just moving. And I'd rolled myself into a submission. All she had to do was recognize my position and, you know, reach over, grab my gi, and choke me out. And, you know, she goes, man, you know, I would love to take credit for those, but you did that to yourself. And it just kind of goes to the idea of sometimes we are putting so much effort into things, and sometimes we are overthinking things, and sometimes it's just we're expecting or putting so much pressure on ourselves to perform. What is that? Coffee cup. We're putting so much pressure on ourselves to be like amazing or great, or the perceived notion of those things, of course, not just it's not just good enough that that we are walking miracles. You know, the tables are set with two legs, two arms, and you're either super smart or you're super athletic. And, you know, those are the table stakes, guys. That's just how we show up. You just show up being amazing. The greater vast majority of us, right? It's when we see guys like Matt, I forget his last name, who comes to give seminars here at Shell Shock, gives seminars all over the country. But he was working on his blue belt, fell out of a building, or, you know, somehow he fell out, got paralyzed from pretty much the waist down. And he didn't give up. You know, he kept at it. V-Glove, he kept at it. And now he is training other people in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu from the top half up. He is perfected, or he has gotten very, very good at being able to work from just his waist up, you know. And so he's able to defend himself from just the waist up and put other people. He's a purple belt now. He got, you know, he had his blue belt when he fell out and got his became paralyzed, but instead of kind of giving up in life and sitting back, if anybody recalls Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, instead of kind of going back there and being angry with the world and you know, sitting on his chair drinking beer and getting mad at what's happened to the world, instead he's decided to focus on the things that he does have. He could have been 100% paraplegic. Like he could not move at all. What he did instead was decide and understand that he was fortunate enough to not lose all of his abilities. And instead of, again, you know, taking the route of being upset with the world and the hand that he'd been dealt, he took it as an opportunity to really work and hone his craft with what he had left. He was still able, and he still is able, to do what he loves to do because he recognized his opportunity. Now, Sam recognized her opportunity and choked me out this morning. She's a great coach, and I just want to say thanks again to everybody down there at Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's a great, great place to train in jiu-jitsu. They've got mixed martial arts down there as well, so it's awesome. But I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, how Matt had to become partially paralyzed in order to recognize the opportunity he'd been given. What happens to a lot of people is just that. Something bad has to happen. Something dastardly has to happen for them to realize how great life is. Like, they've got to hit the lowest of the lows before they realize how great life really is, how amazing everything is that we're surrounded by. And that's not everybody, you know, but I think that that's a tragedy. I think that that is a tragedy. And I know that rather than having something crazy befall you to bounce back up and go bounding after life, you can do that. You can do that now. You don't have to wait for shit to hit the fan, you know? Or you could take a look at your life right now and be like, this is as bad as it's ever gonna get. Just like our technology, this phone, this technology is as bad as it's ever gonna be, right? For our children. This is as bad as it's gonna get. So life right now, if you choose, is at its lowest level, and there's only up from here if you choose, no matter where you are. Think about that. So, Case University has a course, and they are proponents of what is it called? Well, I know what comes out of it is intentional change theory. So the deal is, what do you do if you want to change? And you want to, and you realize that today is the worst. Today is the worst possible day ever for the rest of your life. I mean, how could that be? Like, maybe you've already got an amazing life. Maybe things are already great. Well, that's great. It can only get better. It can only improve from here. You can only grow from here. Imagine that. And it will be so. What would that be from, right? Imagine that, and it will be so, because you can carry forward from here. So for me today, in my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and the BJJ creature feature, is today is like, you know, my worst last day of Jiu-Jitsu. You know, I will never be as bad as I was today, and I can't really say as bad today, but I'll never be in the same spot again. I'll never be here again, because I realize, you know, it's a continuous growth mode, continuous expansion. Where I am today, it's already been left in the dust. I've already moved on, right? But I want you guys to think about the fact that you don't have to be in a terrible situation. You don't have to hate life. Nothing bad or terrible has to happen for you to realize just how much greater it can get. You know, if you're settling for mediocrity, realize that. Say, hey man, I've realized that I've settled for mediocrity, you know, and decide, make a decision if that's where you want to sit for the rest of your life. If you do, that's cool, that's you. Or decide that, again, it's great, and it's just going to keep going that way. Anyways, guys, if you want to further on this conversation and you are a father, head on over to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, the Facebook group, and join the group. Check us out in there. If you are a father and you're just looking for more inspirational stories and inspirational conversations, or just conversations to hear what other fathers are talking about or going through, head on over to fatherhoodfortherestofus.com. The most recent podcast release was Dr. Ryan Wolfert, who he himself is a doctor, a chiropractor, and is, you know, just doing amazing things with his life and sharing his story. And he, you know, took the time to share what it is that he's doing and some of his thoughts on fatherhood. So guys, hope you enjoyed this. Give us a thumbs up if you enjoyed what you're seeing here. Give us a heart. Give us a shove. That's a share. And enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Talk to you later.